you made a statement that's very important. You said it felt like it's the end of the world, and that's because it is. And the reason I'm saying that is because people need to understand language. Language is very important. Language changes according to the agenda of these people. And so the word world used to be age. It was replaced, the word age was replaced with the word world. So if you read any religious book or if you read any updated piece of literature, it now says world. But if you look at that, at the same piece of literature, whether it be a religious book, a history book, or whatever, before they changed it, it said age. And that is very important because ages are stages that we exist in underneath a certain light frequency. So for example, right? Everything you learned in school was a lie. In order for me to tell you this, you have to accept that. Now, one of the greatest lies that we've been told is the format of our solar system. It is not heliocentric. We are not, in the solar system where the sun is here and we're revolving around. That is a horrible lie. The truth is the sun is traveling around the galaxy at about 70,000 kilometers per hour, and it's pulling the planets behind it. So we're vortexing behind the sun. So the best analogy I could give you is like when somebody gets married and they have the cans on the back of the car and the car is pulling the cans, the sun is pulling the planets. Now it takes us approximately $25,000 to travel around our galaxy. And so as we travel around our galaxy, we come into different zodiacs. So for those of you who don't know, the only difference between a zodiac and a constellation is a constellation is a group of stars that form a particular pattern. A zodiac is a group of stars that form a particular pattern that affect you.